Traveling when you're a bird is usually just a matter of taking flight. But Lumi, a snowy owl at the Alaskan Raptor Center, will be hopping an Alaska airline flight to get home. There's lots to do before the two-day trip.
So maybe we can give these to the nets,
okay.
And then you and I have the blankets to do the actual capture.
Step one will be catching Lumi. She's in a long cage about the size of a racquetball court.
And we're going to go catch her from there and put her in the kennel, and away we'll go.
A team of four are all wearing long leather coats and gloves.
Sometimes they get grabby with their feet, and they'll grab your hand or grab your arm, and this protects us from getting injured by the birds.
It's Jen Cedarleaf and Victoria Vosberg's job to take care of Lumi and the other birds here at the Raptor Center in Sitka.
Catch her by tiring her out, basically, because she flies really well, so it would be hard to catch her.
So we're going to go back and see her?
We're going to go get her. Okay. We're going to go get her.
She swoops from her perch in the corner. Her wings make powerful downward strokes. She flies back and forth across the long cage. And she's getting a little too close to my microphone.
She's hit my microphone.
Just a few short minutes later, she's tired and taking a break on the ground. The team throws a blanket over her like a net. Her feathers are mostly white with the tips dusted brown, and her eyes are bright golden yellow orbs. Her head is the only part of her body still mobile. Cedarleaf passes Lumi to Don, a volunteer from Chicago. He now has a tight hold on her. She's facing away from him but arches her head straight up in a 90-degree angle and nips the fold of his jacket and hisses.
Okay, so you can take that one. I know.
Okay, I've got that one.
Next, they strap her feet with Velcro and swaddle her in a neoprene suit.
We like to call it the scuba suit.
Gently, they lay her on the scale to be weighed.
2.05.
Veterinarian Vicky Vosberg draws blood from under Lumi's wing.
It's a beauty. So I'm just going to draw some blood from her wing.
And then puts it in a centrifuge on the counter.
So blood looks really good. Definitely no anemia, no signs of infection. Just a very healthy bird.
Last but not least, they give her a manicure. That's the nail file. Not to make her prettier, but more dangerous to her prey.
When birds are in captivity, their talons and beaks tend to overgrow because they're not, you know, doing what they would normally do in the wild.
We want to make sure a bird has every possible advantage when it goes into the wild, so we make sure that its hunting weapons are ready to go, and sharp and deadly.
Her claws are sharp to begin with, and the manicure thins them down to freshly sharpened hooks.
We had to amputate part of her toe, so she is missing one talon on that foot now. But it really, we don't expect that to be any problem. She should be able to hunt just fine.
Now Lumi is all gussied up and given a clean bill of health.
Everything looks excellent. No concerns at all. She's ready to go. She gets whole mice with a little bit of vitamin, and we're just going to put this in her kennel so that she's got something to munch on while she's on the road.
The sides are covered with cardboard, so it's nice and dark in the crate for Lumi's long trip to the northern slope.
We want to keep her as calm as we can, and being in the dark pretty much shuts down their senses a lot, so she should be very comfortable, hopefully.
Adult owls eat about 5 lemmings, or little mouse-like rodents, each day. Snowy owls pair up and usually mate for life. Females like Lumi make their nests on the treeless tundra. When food is scarce, they won't lay eggs and sometimes end up leaving their Arctic climate to migrate south.
Last year they didn't even nest because the lemming population was so low, so there wasn't any food, so there were no chicks last year.
Don has had a tight grip on Lumi for about a half hour now. He carries her over to the crate.
Feathers inside, tail feathers.
Nope, tail feathers stay outside.
And then just let her walk in and just stay.
Give her a little bit of a push.
Bye, Lumi. Perfect.
Very, very nice. Well, I hope it goes up there and learns how to be an owl. Obviously, it's not going to nest this year. It's too late. But I hope Lumi gets back into the swing of this is life in the wild and remembers how to hunt and remembers where to go and all that.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Bender.